Very thankful for those who took the time to read the scriptures. If you were listening, you would be able to maybe connect each scripture with each other, that they all formed a thought there. First scripture that was read was Psalms 19, verse number 14. The thought there was acceptable, doing the things in the sight of God that was acceptable. Then Richard read James chapter 1, verse number 12. And there the writer speaks about after being tried. In the New King James, it would say being approved. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, there's a thought there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 1, the idea of please God. And then Colossians chapter 1 that Jacob just read. Start at verse number 9, going through number 10. There's the idea of pleasing before God. When you connect everything together there, the whole thought is having the approval of God, living our lives, doing the things we do, conducting ourselves in a way according to scriptures, that we may have the approval of God. For too many people in this world do too many things trying to prove or have the approval of others, doing things that is to have others happy and excited about, while yet themselves not being true to who they really are. In Acts chapter 5, Peter and the apostles, they've been busy throughout Jerusalem and other places teaching the gospel. The early part of Acts chapter 5, the Sadducees get very upset about this. High council, the priests, they take Peter and the apostles and have them placed in jail. Then later on, an angel of the Lord comes along and releases them. Instead of Peter and the apostles skipping town, being thankful that they've been free, going somewhere else preaching, they go right back out amongst the public in the temple to do what? To preach and teach again. Now the high council and the priests, they get news of this. So they go out and they bring them before them once more again. And here's what it said, picking up in Acts chapter 5, start at verse number 28. Saying, did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intended to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. We ought to obey God rather than men. Peter and the other apostles, they were concerned not for the approval of men, not the approval of the Sadducees and the high council and the priests and all those, quote, high religious leaders of that time. They was concerned about having the approval of God. And that's our thought for this evening. That you and I will live our lives not to be pleasing to others, but to have the approval of God. We go to the scriptures and we look at the scriptures and we make sure that we're proving all things pertaining to our lives. Things that we say, the things that we do, because see, we want the approval of God. So this evening, may this thought linger on your mind. As we close, who are you living your life for? Are you living your life to please your wife, to please your husband, to please your friends at school, to please your boss? Who are you living your life to please? Stop and think about it. Are you living your life to please, to have the approval of God? As Peter and the apostle said, we ought to obey God rather than men. This evening, as a Christian, maybe you've lost sight of who you ought to be living your life to please. Maybe somewhere in your life you allow sin to creep in. And if so, you are encouraged, exhorted to repent of it, turn from it, so you can live your life with the approval of God. Being here this afternoon and you're not a Christian, your life is not acceptable in God's sight. But it can be acceptable. You can have the approval of God. You can live your life not to please men, but you can live your life to please God. How? By becoming a Christian. By taking the time to stop and believe in the Word of God. To repent, to confess, and be baptized. Washing your sins away, having a brand new start, so that from that point on, you can live, to live your life with the approval of God and not of men. For see, what's really going to matter on the day of judgment is, who have you been living your life for? For men or for God? Let's sing.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling for you and for me.